Hello there, my love. I decided to visit you out of the blue because I have some more questions for you. Okay, I admit it. I just wanted to see you again. And from your search history, and from watching you further, it seems that my memory wipe didn't exactly take. No, I won't actually enforce the memory wipe. Policy dictates that I watch you further and make sure that you don't damage our reputation or reveal anything about us, and it seems that you won't do any of that. And besides, your society is so unevolved and backwards, I doubt anyone would believe you anyway. But, the report that I filed for our interview, it didn't go so well, so I'd like to conduct a further study, if that's okay. Thank you. I really owe you. My bosses, they called it unprofessional, and they raked me over the coals, I think the saying is. Your colloquialisms are rather primitive. They were not happy about how I conducted it, though considering the differences in our levels and the differences in our species, I consider it to be understandable. After all, you can't mix a Throcknar with a Glipnuk and expect things to work out perfectly fine, after all, can you? Oh, goodness, how to translate that. When you mix oil and water, what do you get? Exactly. So I was hoping for a more hands-on approach. See how you live your daily life. After all, it's not like I can damage your memory or anything like that. Excellent. So if you could explain to me these items in your... This is your kitchen, right? Excellent. You make food in this refrigeration unit? No, you keep things cold in it. Ah, I see. This is where you store your food. Ah. And you prepare it on your cabinets here. That makes sense. And then once it's prepared, you put it in one of these. You have a vast array of cooking devices. I'm not used to having so many different... Why would you have... This one is for this type of heat, this one is for this type of heat, and then this one is for this type of heat, but smaller? And then this one just blasts it with hot air. This makes absolutely no sense to me. Of course, we just recombine matter into specialized forms from energy, so none of this is even necessary. Well, yes, it's like when you download a file from your internet and then you print it out. We can do the same with food. Well, yes, like on that popular TV show. You just prints it out. We want a cup of coffee, we press a couple of buttons and it just prints it. But you need to use this special coffee maker. And it takes so long to make it. Goodness. Things here are so inefficient. But I suppose there is a certain romanticism to it. And there are some races in the Coalition that prefer to cook their own food from non-recombined energy patterns. I don't understand it myself, but it is appealing to some. Perhaps you could explain to me why it is so appealing? Ah, yes, with some of your chocolate. Oh, that is quite sweet. I don't think I've had anything quite so sweet or creamy before. Oh, that is quite delicious. Savor the taste. Don't immediately swallow it. I'm sorry. It is quite good, but I'm sure our recombination printers could create something almost identical. And how would you go about cooking this? After all, you just pulled it out of a cupboard and handed it to me. I see. Some foods, you don't use a single thing to cook it with. This is going to take further research. Cooking shows. I see I'm going to have to expand my research beyond just pop culture. Fascinating. So what would you say would be the most romantic food that you have in your kitchen right now? Ah, I see. And how is this normally prepared? And does this take a long time? I don't think we have that much time. I'm supposed to file another report in about 20 minutes. Perhaps next time? I'm not supposed to visit the planet's surface. It's, I admit, against policy, but I'm already here, so I think I can make an exception if we were to schedule something ahead of time. Yes, I would very much like to see you more often. It's not every day you meet a primitive species on a backwater planet that captures your bivalve so enticingly. My true form? Unfortunately, that's a policy I don't think I'll be able to break. The air on this planet is not very conducive to my species' life forms. Oxygen is rather toxic to my people, so I'll have to remain in this modified human form. Perhaps if you were to visit my ship again later and put on a suit of some sort, I could show you another time, if you're willing, that is. It's... it's probably not a form that you would be pleased with, but perhaps it's best we discuss that later, though. For now, how about we plan our next meeting? I've used a lot of my ship's quantum drive matter, so the next teleportation sequence that I can activate with a two-way trip would be, I think, about 13 cycles. How about I send you a message then? And, well, yes, through your game station. Don't worry, I can control it just fine remotely. That is how I've been spying on you all this time, after all. And once I send the message, I'll let you know when I'll be by. And then you can make whatever wonderful dinner. And you can concoct whatever delicacies you'd like for me to try. And we can enjoy a wonderful evening together. I'll make sure I don't have to worry about my superiors finding out. And we can enjoy each other's company all night long. Or all day long. Whichever you prefer. And if the time I choose doesn't work for you, just let me know. And I will work something out. And now, according to regulations, did the other requests go through okay? Your enhanced mental or physical abilities that you chose? Excellent. At least that worked out okay. But not to the extent was requested. Well, next time I abduct you, we'll just have to put the request in a little high. Until next time, my dear. Perhaps next time I'll have to kidnap you again and take you to another world. As long as you don't mind being away from your world for a few hundred days. Be safe, my dear. I think I've started to begin to figure out this love of yours. You have my bivalve. I'll see you soon. Aliens are among us, watching us, stealing our hearts. Aliens are among us, stealing our hearts. Beware the aliens that steal from you. They will take your heart.